Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace and the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 3 in our meditation on James chapter 1 this week. The first day we talked about trials. We read verses 1 through 4, James 1, 1 through 4, and we talked about trials. You know, we all have them, but what do we let our trials do in us? What do we let them do to us? Do we let them frustrate us, depress us? Do we let the trials that come to our life make us angry or separate us from God? We blame God and we complain. And what do we let those trials do in our lives? Well, God wants them to work patience, steadfastness, and perseverance. He says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work. There is a perfect work. There's a work that God wants to do in our lives through trials. And that's what we talked about the first day. The second day, we read verses 5 through 8. And when we have trials, we need to have wisdom to discern where these trials are coming from. God promises to give us wisdom. And he even says he gives it liberally or plentifully. And he doesn't scold us. He gives us wisdom. And he wants us to ask. And he wants us to ask in faith, trusting and believing in his goodness and care for us. You know, some people, they blame God for all the trials that come into their lives. But God is not the doer of all those things. Where do trials come from? Well, I recently made a list of where trials, adversities, afflictions, tests, troubles, sickness, suffering, death, difficulties, disease, discipline, where do they all come from? Why do they happen? And I made a sheet. I just thought of this, but I would like to make it available. If you would be interested, you can leave a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail at 099, I think it is, you can ask for that list on trials, adversities. And I have scripture references. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. But if you do that, then give me your address or email address or whatever. But troubles, sometimes God tries our hearts, as it says in Proverbs 17, verse 3. Also, there's the chastening of the Lord, discipline of the Lord. Sometimes it's from the Lord. God tries our hearts. He chastens us, as it talks about in Hebrews 12. And the Father's pruning, as it talks about in John chapter 15. Being partakers of Christ's suffering, as it talks about in 1 Peter 4. And the trying of our faith, as it talks about in James chapter 1, that the trying of your faith work of patience. And that doesn't say that it's, as I mentioned the other day, it doesn't say that it's from God, but our faith can be tried in various ways. The next one would be for the glory of God, as we see in John chapter 9, verse 2. And then there's also Satan's arrows, as we see in Ephesians 6:16, where if we're not holding the shield of faith, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So if our faith isn't held up like a shield to protect us from the fiery darts of the enemy. And that verse is telling us that it can, those darts can penetrate us. And that's not God's will for us. That trials come through Satan, through the devil. It's not God's will that these trials come or come to us, but if we're not holding the shield of faith up. So that's another one. And sorry, my voice is raspy today. Another one would be living in sin. We're living in a sin-cursed world. We're living in a sin-cursed world, and because of that, there's things that happen to us, sickness, disease. Things happen because of living that way, or living in this world the way we are, with chemicals, with all kinds of, yeah, you name it. And then our own doing. Proverbs 1:29-31. We bring trials or problems to ourselves because we don't walk in wisdom. If we walk in wisdom, then we're not going to face these many of these things. Our own lusts, as it talks about in James chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. We're going to get to that. Our own lusts bring trials into our lives. And at the hands of others, Luke chapter 13, verse 4. Also, God calls people home sometimes, like he did Moses and Elijah. And so death comes because God calls people home. But sometimes death comes because we get hit by a bomb or whatever in wartime or whatever. And yes, God allows those things, but he's not the doer of those things. And even Christians suffer because of war and accidents and things like that. So anyway, that's something there about trials, where they come from. Today we're going to discuss verses 9 through 12. I read that already. Is this a new topic? Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Is this a new topic about talking about poor and rich people? Well, I don't believe it is. I think we're still on the same thing of trials here. And let me explain. When we have trials, the brother, notice it says the brother here, he can rejoice in his trials. And the trials come, he can rejoice. He can thank the Lord. He can be, as it says, counted all joy when he falls into trials. And the Lord will strengthen him. The grace of God will be there for him. He will be exalted in his attitude towards the trials that come into his life. But the rich doesn't call him a brother. I'm not sure what to think there. But the rich in that he is made low. So say a trial comes to a rich person, he loses his wealth. Well, he's been brought low because of these trials. It could be from the Lord as a chastening. It could be from Satan. It could be from the world. This thing could have come many different ways, but the rich that he's made low for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace and the fashion of it perish, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. And it's talking about the shortness of life, and just how even if we live 100 years, you know, it's a short time compared to eternity. And that, as it says in Psalms chapter 90, I'm going to read there, verse 10, it says, verse 10, for the days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So teach us to number our days. Let us see that our life is just but a vapor. It passeth away. And what we do in this life, the choices we make are very important. And we should be living our life for the Lord and letting trials in our life bring us to a place of rest in the Lord, of trust in the Lord, of faith in the Lord, and counting it all joy in trials. Well, also, I want to read in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." So let us not glory in our riches. They can be taken away. Let us not trust in our riches. They can vanish away. Let us trust in the Lord and trust in his goodness. So, verse 12, the last verse here that we're reading today, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptations or trials, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." So, I don't want to say wraps it up, because I think this sums it up in a sense. That's the word I'm looking for. Of what we're talking about is trials here. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. If you look up those words and you study this out a little bit, you'll see that this crown of life is to those that overcome. It's approved after testing. This verse, tried here, it means approved after testing or acceptable. That when we are tested, when we are tried, when we go through trials, whether they come from Satan or whether the Lord is disciplining us, when we come through that as strong and we've overcome in this way, or we are overcomers and we don't let this discourage us, we don't let it get us bitter, but we rejoice in the Lord, then this is the one who God promises that he's going to receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And that crown of life isn't just a reward, it's a kingdom. It's an everlasting kingdom. And we can have that. It can even start today in our lives, this that we're living for the kingdom of God. And it's not just a future thing, but it's a kingdom even here on this earth, living in Christ's kingdom, walking with him. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And may the Lord strengthen you today and help you in your trials as you look to him. So we'll meet again next time. Thanks.